We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Pete, how you doing, man?
I'm doing just fine. How are you guys today?
Well, man. Yeah, we're doing – the Browns got a tie, Pete.
We're excited. We didn't lose.
But we're not excited. I mean, it's better – I guess technically it's better than a loss, but yeah. It still feels like a loss, Pete.
I still don't know why. Just play Baker Mayfield from the start. I don't know why they're messing around with this. If you've got all these Josh Allen starting, start your number one draft pick. Get him out there already.
Everybody else is saying that except for the Browns. So we'll
of
let
course.
It go there.
That's why there's a reason why they're the Browns. Yeah.
Well, we'll see if they can change that. We hope to change that soon. All right, some good games in college football this week. And let's begin with Ohio State, who, you know, played two cupcakes the first 2 weeks, and now they get to play a real football game against TCU. The game is in Texas. You know, everybody's going bananas about the Ohio State offense, and I'm sure it is great, but I don't think I've learned anything about Ohio State yet because of who they played. Is that fair?
Yeah, kind of. I know I told you last week, watch out for Rutgers. They are. I do think that this is a bowl potential team. I mean, they're not great. They were not, like I said last week, they were never going to beat Ohio State, but that's a Power 5 program. Oregon State might be, you know, a bottom feeder in the Pac-12, but it's still a Power 5 program that's better. Their offense is working a little bit. What you like out of this, though, is that you did beat two Power 5 programs. You didn't just beat up, you know, UMass and some directional FCS school or something. And the offense was razor sharp from the start. The other thing, with everything that happened, I wrote about this week, all the naughty teams out there that, oh, no, you know, what are they going to do in the adversity? Maryland's 2-0. Ole Miss is 2-0. Ohio State looks amazing. You know, as soon as the ball gets kicked off, all that other stuff we talk about in the offseason just kind of melts away. And so
it comes back if they lose to TCU this week, though.
Yeah, but even if you had Urban Meyer, you're still at the very least a coaching even in that matchup with Gary Patterson. But they shouldn't lose this game. If Ohio State loses this game, it's not because you do not have Urban Meyer on the sidelines, and you've had him all week in practice anyway. It's not a game management thing at that point. So if Ohio State loses, then TCU is just that good, and Ohio State's basically choking, because at this point, there's no excuse. I mean, there's four good teams in college football, and Ohio State's one of them. And so if you're that good, TCU's okay. I know they're getting a whole lot of love from a whole lot of places. But in terms of NFL athletes, talent, I've kind of seen this would be like the Big 12 championship of last year where, you know, you say Oklahoma, okay, yeah, well, on the right day, Gary Patterson's team as a defense, and then Baker Mayfield came out and blew the doors off those guys. Same sort of thing. I will be shocked if TCU wins this game or Ohio State doesn't cover the spread.
Well, I hope you're right. It's what's the spread? 13.5. Last I saw, a couple of touchdowns. Seems like a lot though against the TCU defense, or maybe TCU's living upon their past, right? I mean, people think they always have a great defense. I know they've done pretty good this year, but
well, they're good.
Know.
I mean, they went to the Big 12 championship last year. I mean, they've been good. I mean, this is a good team, but is what we're seeing so far is that again, there's just the top guys and there's everyone else. Now, Clemson, you know, got rocked a little bit by Texas A&M, and they have a little bit of shaky thing happening with that greatest defensive line ever and all that. But they're still among the best teams. But Georgia went to South Carolina and just wiped the map with them. Alabama's been unbelievable so far. And I think Ohio State, again, is in that same category. They're just the top teams this year are just so much better than everyone else. And, you know, even throw Oklahoma and even Wisconsin into that mix a little bit. Those teams are just better. And TCU is not one of those teams. So if Ohio State loses this game, it's because they just flat choked it. they're just that much better than TCU at every spot.
Pete, you've got a bunch of games this weekend that have been postponed already. You know, three top 25 teams, VaTech, West Virginia, and UCF have been canceled. Do these matchups being canceled, like, does that affect – how do you think that affects college football, like, long-term this season or not?
Yeah, in a huge way. I mean, because if you're – West Virginia, look at West Virginia. The Big 12 is not that great. So if your game against NC State was going to be your kind of marquee game to be able to help out that strength of schedule, like let's say West Virginia doesn't end up filling this game up with another good team, and let's say they go 11-1 and they win the Big 12 championship, what's their schedule look like? I mean, let's see, how do you get them into the college football playoff at that point? You know, UCF, you know, for all the, yeah, they were very good last year. They also missed Georgia Tech because of the hurricane issues. Now they lose another game against the Power 5 team where they get to show what they can do. So that hurts them a little bit. This is not going to stop. Going forward, if you're on the Carolinas or in Florida or LSU, and you're athletic director, you have to have contingency plans from here on out for September games, because you're going to get hurricanes at some point in the next several years to affect one of your games, and then everyone's got to be really cool about it. And that's sort of been the problem, is that as soon as teams say, well, like last year, for example, Georgia Tech, Paul Johnson was like, yeah, UCF, come play up here, or we'll play you wherever. You find the location, and we'll come play you. We'll come down there. It doesn't look like the hurricane's affecting Orlando that badly. We'll wait it out. And UCF's like, nah, we're not going to do that. So they're going to have to be contingency
plans. Well, it's a little tricky, though,
this.
Pete. I mean, you got to worry about family, and there's more things to it, right, than just
of course.
Get to the game.
Of course.
Yeah.
Of course. But when it comes to, like this weekend, like the game, of course you have to worry about family. You have to worry about getting people out of there and evacuating. But if you're evacuating anyway and you're getting your families out of there, yes, obviously there is more to it than just that.
Sure.
But at the same time, they're moving times up. They're just straight up canceling games. They could have played West Virginia and NC State today, you know, but teams don't want to do that because they don't want the short week. You know, you've got to be flexible, and athletic directors do not want to do that because, okay, let's say you do play the game, you still miss out on the revenue for the town and for everyone else, and just nobody likes that.
Yeah, and we're going to continue to see more and more dramatic weather events as the years go by, what we're doing to the environment and all that stuff. But anyway, LSU-Auburn is one big game this week. A huge game. I mean, right there with maybe the best game of the week, LSU-Auburn, right, Pete?
Probably. I think so. And I'm still not quite getting the Auburn love. They should have lost to Washington. You know, Washington's a very good team. They did what they had to do. LSU's got the defense. LSU's got the lines. What they're not having yet is your guy, Joe Burrow, who's been great. Basically, he's getting a total lot of love because he didn't want to bet against Miami. But he's been just okay. He's just, you know, he's been a 50% passer. That offense isn't getting much down the field. But LSU's one of those teams that's got the attitude. They had the attitude against Miami. They do have the legitimate no one believes in us disrespect factor here. I think they cover this spread. I think they keep it close, and I will be shocked if this is not a close battle just because of the way the LSU Lions can play and the way this defense is.
Hey, Pete, looking at the top five, Oklahoma goes to Iowa State. They lost to Iowa State last year. Any chance of a slip-up again?
I'd be very shocked. You don't have Kyle Kemp there, the guy who was the quarterback who came off, you know, out of the psych class and was the star of that last year's game. They're in a backup quarterback situation potentially there, and that running game didn't work at all against Iowa. Oklahoma is just great. They lose Rodney Anderson, their great running back for the year with a knee injury. They just replace with Trey Sermon. They keep that thing going. Kyler Murray has yet to turn it loose in terms of his running ability. Again, this is one of those games. If Oklahoma loses it, it's because they choked. Iowa State's not the Iowa State of last year. So Oklahoma's just that good. So that's one of those teams that, all right, you got to start including them in the mix because their offensive line, even without Orlando Brown, might be stronger than last year's. The OU defense is always going to be the OU defense. It's just going to be okay. But everything else about that offense, even without Baker Mayfield, just keeps on humming. Nothing stops.
By the way, speaking of Iowa State, who you just mentioned, they did, unlike some other teams, have contingency plans. They had a game canceled on September 1st, and they found a replacement.
Yep.
They're going to be playing.
Incarnate
Word. What
incarnate
the hell
word.
Is that?
Incarnate Word, man.
That's the name of a school?
Yeah.
It is. Nice. They already got blown out by someone this year in a cupcake game. But the contingency with that, too, is if Iowa State's not in the Big 12 championship and if Incarnate Word's not in the FCS playoffs, then that's probably their chance at the sixth win, and their chance
before.
To get in, and they get into a they have a shot in a bowl game. Then, because now that's the other part of this thing too. If you're Iowa State, let's say if you look at Nebraska's schedule, that not having that Akron game hurt.
Oh yeah,
you know it's gonna be a fight. As good as Nebraska should be, it's gonna be a fight for them to get the 6 wins. So it's not just the loss of a game; it's the loss of potential bowl revenue and everything that comes with that for these conferences.
Hey, good matchup with this USC Texas game. A lot of people have, you think it's ick? Really?
Yeah, they're awful. These teams are bad. They're first of all, they're boring.
All right.
They have no
offense. Go ahead, Pete.
I'm sorry to cut you off there, but
no, it's funny.
It sounds like USC Texas. Wow, Texas is bad. I mean, their lines are awful. They don't have skill guys who can do much of anything. This is actually a rebuilding year, and nobody wanted to acknowledge that around there. Last year was supposed to be the year that they were supposed to rock, and they're just not very good. USC, JT Daniels is not there yet. Their offense doesn't have anything great to count on. These are just two teams with big names that are going to go at it who play boring brands of football right now. So we'll watch because it's USC Texas. But it's not the 2006 version of USC, Vince Young versus Reggie Bush and Matt Leinart. It's a far cry from that. And the loser of this game, if you're Clay Helton and you lose this and you start 1-2, then you start getting into the hot seat discussion with that. Tom Herman's not there yet, but if he starts 1-2 with that ugly performance against Tulsa and the loss to Maryland, this kind of hasn't worked so far for old Tom Herman down there.
Hey, Pete, last year, Toledo had a hell of a year, right? They were 11-3.
They're hosting the Hurricanes.
Hosting Miami. Can they pull an upset in that game?
This is where Malik Rozier went off last year against, and I think they won like 50-30 in that game. And the key to that is that's when it was early in the season, and you're like, uh-oh, look out. Miami's got an offense. Rozier was fantastic. They put up a ton of points, and Toledo could do nothing to stop them, and that was a great Toledo team. Toledo's only played once. They've had 2 weeks off to rest. Yeah, quirky things happen on the road. I kind of think that Miami rises up and shows a little bit of something here. The defense, even with the rocky start and that loss early on to LSU, the defense has been fabulous. It hasn't come up with a whole bunch of turnover chain moments yet, but it is dominant in the backfield. I think the D rides up. Rozier has a pretty good game, and I think Miami kind of looks the part this week.
Isn't there some team doing a turnover knapsack or something?
Oh, they're all knockoffs. They're awful.
Really
no, you're wrong.
Stupid.
You're right.
The Browns have one now, too.
Yeah, you can't do that. It's all
the Browns have a turnover dog chain.
Yeah,
sorry.
It's embarrassing. Don't do that. Don't be that guy. Don't be the knockoff cola. Don't be the McDowell's. This is Miami's thing. you can't do who enter Sandman if you're not Virginia Tech. You can't do jump around if you're not Wisconsin. You can't do turnover chain or anything or any knockoff of it if you're not Miami. It just looks weird. Actually, the best part happened last Thursday. Well, you're right. I think SMU has like the turnover crown and scepter or something. So they got a turnover. They show him on the sidelines with his crown and scepter. They cut right back to the field and TCU scoops and scores for a touchdown. It was brilliant.
Hey, what do you think about Michigan? Can they bounce back and get back on track this year?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, that Notre Dame game was supposed to be a close game. That was supposed to be a low-scoring defensive slugfest. It was never going to be this wild and crazy shootout. That is a team that looks like it needed incarnate word to start the season. With no preseason, sometimes teams like Ohio State just come out roaring hot from the start and everything clicks. Michigan with a new quarterback, new style, new players coming into the mix here. They needed a couple of cupcake tune-up games, and they did get it. They blow out Western Michigan. They're going to blow out SMU this week. Let's see how that offense looks. It's going to open it up even more. I think they absolutely could be just fine. That Notre Dame game, again, that's kind of how it was supposed to go. I think they're going to be – every week, this offense is probably going to get better and better.
Pete, good stuff as always, man. We appreciate the time. Thanks for joining us.
Anytime, guys. Have a good one.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.